It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is moving forward with two lawsuits challenging the constitutionality of the state's congressional district maps ahead of the 2026 elections.
But instead of the seven justices hearing the cases, they have instead established separate panels of three judges from different counties to hear each lawsuit.
It's a process that was created by state Republicans back in 2011, but has not been used until now.
The push to redraw the state's congressional district maps comes after the maps for the state legislature were struck down and redrawn following a 2023 court ruling.
We're learning more about the arguments in these lawsuits and the process the state courts are using to hear them. Sean Johnson joins us, Capitol Bureau Chief for WPR. Sean, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Can you talk about the underlying arguments with these two suits? What are they asking for?
I think that the underlying arguments, which the court hasn't ruled on yet and hasn't gotten into with the orders issued last week, are that the congressional map drawn by Republicans initially in 2011 and then kind of reconfigured in this last round of redistricting with a guiding hand from the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, that map is unconstitutional. And just to kind of frame that a little bit, that map is currently a 6-2 Republican majority map. When you look at our U.S. House delegation, one of the lawsuits is calling it an anti-competitive gerrymander, basically saying that it is a incumbent protection act, you know, that it makes it easier for incumbents, regardless of political party, to stand power, and that's unconstitutional. The other map is saying that it's a partisan gerrymander, among other arguments. And it's saying that this thing is designed to keep Democrats out of power because they're Democrats, and that's unconstitutional.
So GOP controls 6 of 8 districts. And, you know, sometimes the court will combine multiple suits involving the same issue into one case. Why are these moving forward separately with two different panels to oversee them?
I think the process that the court is using right now is unprecedented in Wisconsin. And so the way it's moving forward, we'll be able to explain it better the next time this happens, if it were to happen again. But basically, I think that what happened is these two cases were filed in Dane County Circuit Court. And the cases said, hey, justices or court, you have to appoint these three judge panels to hear these cases under the law. And so essentially, if you look at the orders that were issued last week in these cases, it's essentially saying, yeah, we agree, you know, that like under the law as it was written, this is the process that we must follow. And therefore, these cases have been filed and we are following that process. We are creating these panels. And so they haven't even gotten to the point where they're actually before the state Supreme Court. It's just the court just said, okay, these can move ahead.
They can move ahead. So three circuit court judges for each panel. How are they selected?
That was left up to the court. The law that created these panels did not say how they would be selected. And so they left it up to the court to decide who those judges would be. And so you had a Dane County judge on each panel, because these cases were both filed in Dane County Court. So you have the judges that handled the cases initially when they were filed. And then you had a handful of other judges from other counties. So Milwaukee County, Portage County, you've got all these, they have to be from districts around the state under the law that created the panels. But essentially it was up to the court to do it. And so you have judges from Dane, Milwaukee, Marathon, Portage, and Outagamie counties that will hear the cases, but they will be in a Dane County Circuit Court.
And Justice Brian Hagedorn has been critical of how the court selected judges for the panels. What is his concern?
Hagedorn is a conservative justice who, you know, under a different breakdown of the court, was really the swing justice on pretty much everything political, it felt like, for a while. Because the court now has a 4-3 liberal majority, he is less of a swing justice on this stuff, but he is still, you know, prone to rule with the majority sometimes. And on this case, he said, You know, he agreed with majority that, yes, this law says we have to create these panels. We don't have a choice, basically. But he said we had a choice in how we selected these judges, and we could have done it randomly instead of the court choosing who would be on, just to give an appearance of fairness. He says, I'm not saying they're going to be unfair, but we could have done it differently and gone at random instead of choosing them county by county.
We're talking about redistricting lawsuits over Wisconsin's congressional district maps, and we have WPR Capital Bureau Chief Sean Johnson with us. Sean, why did lawsuits over the state's legislative maps go through 2 years ago, while suits over congressional maps, they haven't made progress until now?
This is kind of the big mystery here. I think as far as why the state legislative maps went through, they were filed immediately, basically. As soon as liberals took majority on the court, liberal groups filed these cases. And, you know, you had a lawsuit challenging the state legislative maps in front of the court in short order. And so by December of 2023, remember, the liberals took the majority in the court in August of 2023. Mm-hmm. By December of that year, the Wisconsin Supreme Court had overturned state legislative districts. You didn't see lawsuits against the congressional map move forward as quickly, but as they have been filed, this court has not essentially opened their door and said, come on in. You know, this court, even though there is a liberal majority and, you know, Democrats would like to see this congressional map redrawn ahead of the 2026 midterm, this court has not jumped at opportunities to redraw that map. And so that is a big mystery in all this as to why the liberal majority has not taken that case. I think one thing is, anytime you're dealing with congressional map, you run the possibility of getting the U.S. Supreme Court involved. And so it could be that the Wisconsin Supreme Court doesn't want to go there. And, you know, we just don't know. They haven't said. They have said that we must start this process. That doesn't mean that they're inclined to overturn these maps.
So with the legislative timeline that we saw before, you know, these types of redistricting cases, have moved slowly through the courts. We're less than 12 months from the 2026 elections. Is the expectation that these will be decided by then, these suits?
There is not much time. I mean, the court can move quickly when it wants to. You're talking about creating new judicial panels here to kind of be fact-finding panels in these cases. Mm-hmm. And then anything that those panels decide would be appealable to the state Supreme Court. Courts can move fast when they want. But the timing argument is something you're going to hear a lot from Republicans in this lawsuit. They're going to say, look, under the latches doctrine, you can't do this. You can't bring these cases so close to the election, especially when this is a map that was already decided by the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Now, it was decided by a different majority, a conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, but the state's current congressional map was endorsed by this court. And so conservatives are going to say, one, this is too close to the election to do this. It's too soon. And two, a circuit court panel, can't overturn anything that was endorsed by the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which is a superior court in our judicial system.
I'm wondering, Sean, would panels like this created by the Supreme Court, state Supreme Court, would they ever be used for any other type of litigation besides election maps?
This was a really specific law that Republicans actually wrote in 2011 when they were passing the state's legislative and congressional maps. And, you know, 2011, just remember that was the year after they took control of state government, or the year that they took control of state government after the 2010 wave election. And so they had the governor's office and the legislature and a conservative majority on the state Supreme Court. And so they had a chance to do everything that the way they wanted to. And so not only were they going to draw these maps for the legislature and for Congress, they created a process for how any maps would be challenged. And they specifically said, these are going to go through a judicial panel, because at the time, Republicans were dealing with a lot of their laws being challenged in Dane County Circuit Court and having a judge there block those laws. And eventually they'd get appealed to the state Supreme Court. But they didn't want to have that happen with the map. They wanted a separate process for the map. And so they created these specifically for maps, and they wouldn't be used for something else.
Well, here as we turn the calendar to 2026 and we look all over the country at these redistricting efforts, I wonder, do these panels allow the high court to get maybe further away from a highly contentious issue that some, you know, might say is really unsettling to our country's democracy, you know, overall?
They could. This court has kind of kept the congressional map challenges at arm's length already. And so they haven't really jumped into that political question in the way that you've seen state legislatures in other states jump in, for example, as they've kind of gerrymandered from state to state to, fight for control of the U.S. House ahead of 2026. So, yeah, these panels would give the court a way to continue to do that potentially. Although when it comes to redistricting and something like this, anything that gets appealed is going to go before them ultimately. And so they may have to wade into it one way or another.
Okay, so timeline, what happens next? Will there be hearings in front of these panels in the coming weeks or months?
So I can only presume, because we haven't had one of these cases before, but that there would be court hearings. It'd be like a regular court case if it proceeded in front of a three-judge panel, which is something that happens in the federal judicial system. So you would have essentially a trial in front of these judges if it played out that way, where both sides would present their evidence, these panels would rule, and it could be appealed to the state Supreme Court. There's a chance it doesn't get that far. There is a chance that the court steps in and says, no, we've gone astray here. But that's one way it could play out in this untested process.
Sean, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Kate.
Sean Johnson is Capitol Bureau Chief for WPR. He was with us to share the latest on the state Supreme Court establishing panels to hear a pair of lawsuits challenging Wisconsin's congressional district maps.